Hello, welcome to day two of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Bridget. I use she, her pronouns. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I am a white woman with curly, light brown hair, gray eyes, and I'm wearing glasses. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. It is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. Frederick Douglass, American social reformer, abolitionist, orator, writer, and statesman. From infancy through high school, children's educational outcomes are dependent on the quality of their learning experience. Inequities in education start early and have lifelong impacts on children and communities. This opportunity gap is not due to individual actions, but is profoundly shaped by social and economic conditions and systems. Quality early childhood education has been shown to have significant positive effects on future success because brain circuits are actively developing during that period. In fact, 85% of the brain's development happens before a child enters kindergarten. High-quality childcare is costly, ranging from an average annual cost of $8,890 for a four-year-old up to $10,861 for infant care. This means that married parents of two children living at the poverty line pay up to 74% of their household income for center-based childcare. The Michigan League for Public Policy created a list of childcare deserts, which are regions where three children compete for every available slot in an in-home or group center. A total of 20 counties have so few childcare options that they qualify as deserts. Another 23 Michigan counties, including Detroit's Wayne and Macomb counties, are rounding errors away from qualifying as deserts as well. Researchers have found that the persistence of the educational achievement gap, the disparity in academic performance between groups of students, in the United States is the economic equivalent of a permanent national recession. Social and emotional health are also key to children's development. Research has shown us that poverty, trauma, and other adverse childhood experiences, also known as ACEs, can have sustained negative impacts on children's ability to succeed. ACEs act as a toxic source of stress with the potential to disrupt a child's ability to learn, relate, grow, play, communicate, and problem solve. In 2020, a culturally informed ACEs model was presented for the first time to make visible the intergenerational and multi-level impact of racism on the mental health of Black youth. ACEs disproportionately impact children of color. This is a downstream impact of the toxic environments created by institutions and systems that differentially shape our lived experience. For example, the justice, education, and healthcare systems. Healthy school, community, and home environments are critical to preventing children from experiencing ACEs and appropriately supporting children living with chronic stress so that it does not limit their opportunity in life. It's important to note that even amongst ACEs, there is hope. HOPE is a program from Tufts University that stands for Healthy Outcomes from Positive Experiences. The HOPE National Resource Center sees a world that honors and fosters positive experiences as being fundamental to everyone's health and well-being. Their model builds on the four building blocks of HOPE to support children: relationships, stable environments, social, civic engagement, and emotional growth. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. How does this information about early childhood and the cost of care compare with your own experiences as a parent or caregiver? If you are not a parent or caregiver, what does today's information mean to you as a community member? When you think about the racialized impacts of racism, poverty, and trauma, what comes up for you? What haven't you considered previously? What will you shift based on what you've learned today? Resources are listed within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reading, watching, and listening to them. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit UnitedWaySEM.org/Equity Challenge.